And Stephen Hawking literally said, he said, because there are laws such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's an oxymoron, because how can nothing exist while gravity, which is something, exists at the same time?
Because there are laws such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing.
So he says, because gravity exists, nothing will create everything. Well, how can gravity and then nothing exist at the same time when gravity is something? And
yeah.
So Stephen Hawking makes no sense. I mean, even Michio Kaku said, and I quote, he said, it could be that the universe was nothingness that became unstable and created a soap bubble. Well, how could nothing become unstable?
The universe could essentially be nothingness, which was unstable and created a soap bubble.
How could nothing become unstable? I mean, it really doesn't make any sense. And, you know, even Neil deGrasse Tyson said, and I quote, he said, it's hard to argue against the possibility that all of us are not just a creation of some kid in a parent's basement, programming up a world for their own entertainment.
It's hard to argue against the possibility that all of us are not just the creation of some kid in a parent's basement, programming up a world for their own entertainment.
These scientists know that intelligent design is there, but they want to run to aliens, and they want to run to all sorts of different things. And so they'll believe anything but the facts. When it comes to creation, cosmology, the Big Bang, evolution, they'll believe anything but the facts, because the Bible says they'd be willingly ignorant, the scoffers would be.
Yeah, and it does seem like they'll believe anything but what it says in the Bible.